What up? It's TJ Two Braids coming live and direct. I'm at the crib chilling, getting ready to go pick up my wife and son. I'm pumped. They've been gone for a week down south in Texas and Louisiana, and they coming back home to me. It's going to be a beautiful day, but I just wanted to welcome y'all to 5 Minutes of Hope. This is me, TJ Two Braids, and over the next few podcasts, I'm going to be discussing a theme titled The Great Escape, which is also the name of my last album that I put out. And The Great Escape is based off of a Bible verse, 1 Corinthians 10:13, which basically summed up in paraphrase says, there's no temptation that's not common to man. You know, every man is and woman is getting tempted by the same things, but God is faithful and he'll provide a way out, a great escape. And so over the next few podcasts, I'm going to be talking about the different great escapes that I have personally been saved from. And topics can range from a number of things, but I think you can kind of figure out where I'm going with this. But there's many things that I've been saved from, lifestyles, struggles, sins, on a broad scale and even down to specific things. But over the next few podcasts, that's what I'm going to be talking about, The Great Escape. And it's an encouragement to you guys and to everyone and even to myself to be able to know that no matter what you're tempted with, no matter what you're struggling with, no matter what you're going through, none of it's uncommon to mankind. And you might be going through something that many of your peers have gone through already or will go through, and vice versa. But God is faithful and he will make a way out, a great escape for you and for I, if we're willing to identify it and then go through the great escape. See, a lot of times God wants to open doors through our problems, ways out, and he opens a door for us. But God can't just open a door for us. We have to participate in the action and we have to walk through that door out of our mess. So the first escape we're going to be talking about is the dysfunctional life. And when I say the dysfunctional life, what I mean is a life that is not functional in terms of physical health, mental health, emotional health, and spiritual health. But overall, the theme is my life is not functional and it's not where it's meant to be, in specifically talking about my relationship with the Creator, God. And so for those of you that don't know me, I grew up in two different worlds. I grew up, I'd call it in the light and in the dark, and both worlds were vying for my attention, warring for my soul, and many times I didn't know which way to go. But through many poor choices, including the people I hang around, the friends I had, I began to experiment with drugs. I began to skip school, all of these things that I don't know, were normal for not just me, but my peers and other people I knew growing up. And even before me, my siblings. It was dysfunctional, a dysfunctional life where you didn't really know what you were going to be in life. And I had hopes and I had dreams, but they died quickly due to the choices I made. And here's the thing with experimenting with drugs and alcohol. People don't wake up and say, you know what, I want to be addicted to this substance for the rest of my life. And I wanted to, you know, take control of my finances and control of my thoughts and my emotions and run my whole life. People don't set out with that end goal in mind. But it can quickly lead to that if you're not careful. And so through my poor choices, I got involved in crime, hard drug addiction, gang lifestyle, different things like that. And which all led to a culmination of a totally dysfunctional life where I had no job skills. I had no source of legal income. I had no hopes or dreams or aspirations in regards to actually trying to fulfill those hopes and dreams. It was just total dysfunction, total chaos. I was a menace to society. And the dysfunction in my life grew rapidly to the point that nobody trusted me. I got kicked out of my own house. I was living on friends' couches, somehow still thinking I was the man, though, you know what I mean? Because I did drugs, I sold drugs, I partied with people, I thought people in the hood respected me, I mean, whatnot. And when your life becomes so dysfunctional that you can't even realize what a detriment you are to society, to your family, even to your friends. It's a sad place to be in. And I had had hopes and I had had dreams at one time. And, you know, you wake up and 10 years have gone by and you're like, I've accomplished nothing with my life. That's the type of dysfunction I'm talking about, where I was in treatment multiple times, didn't work, in and out of jail, couldn't be rehabilitated, living a violent life headed towards prison or death, and just total dysfunction, total chaos. And then in steps God. God loved me so much that he chose to step into my mess. He chose to crash into my world, my drug addicted world, where I couldn't live without these hard drugs. I couldn't live without the parties I was having, the street recognition that I thought I needed. All of this stuff that I thought was what I needed in life. God came into my mess. And he snatched me from that. And he saved me from prison, where a lot of my friends are now or have ended up. He saved me from death, like the likes of some of my homies who are no longer here. He saved me from years and years more of drug addiction and being strung out. He renewed my mind. That's what baffles me. God didn't just save me from that and leave me in the state I was. He renewed my mind to the point that I graduated from college on the dean's list with a 3.4 GPA from a university. This was after years and years of drug abuse. Only God can do something like that. And people have the nerve to try to tell me Jesus ain't real. And here's the great thing about it. Jesus didn't just save me from my dysfunctional life. He made my life functional again. I am now in a place where I'm married. I have good paying jobs. I have a son. I go to work every day. I take care of my responsibilities. I've been all around the country to share my story with people who are broken, people who are hurting, many people who may be in that dysfunctional life that I was once in. And that's what God does. And here's the thing, I didn't deserve any of that. That's what makes God so good. And people have such problems with churches and Jesus and the Bible. It's like, all Jesus ever did was love you. That's all he's ever going to do. He's going to love you when you're unlovable. He's going to care about you when nobody in the world gives a crap about you. He ain't never going to turn his back on you. And even when you despise him, even when you reject him, he's still going to love you. Even when you hate him, he's still going to love you. The perfect picture is Jesus on the cross dying for the very people that are mocking him, spitting on him, even the people that hung him there. That's what Jesus does. And so it's like this dysfunctional life that I was in, he saved me and then he made me functional again and he took me above and beyond. And so that's what I encourage y'all with today. Whatever type of dysfunctional things are in your life or your family's life, God doesn't want to just take you out of that dysfunction. He wants to make those areas functional again. So I encourage you, cry out to the Lord today and let him make those areas functional again. And I hope that this blesses you. And if you like this podcast, please share it, like it, tune in for the next episode. And I'm going to close in prayer. Father God in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for meeting us in our dysfunction, taking us out of it, and making us functional again. In Jesus' name, amen.